You're listening to Times the Brief, presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa, or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Steven Pinker's tribute to the low-key extravagance of Microsoft's Paul Allen. Pinker is a professor of psychology at Harvard. His most recent book is Enlightenment Now, The Case for Reason, Science, Humanism, and Progress. Paul Allen's nerdiness was deceptive. The Microsoft co-founder, who died at 65 on October 15th, could seem shy in person, but beneath the reticence, he was voracious for ideas, people, beauty, insight, and opportunities to enhance the lives of others. Though he wore it lightly, he was a truly expansive intellect. Not long after we met, Paul rented a cruise ship and invited the diverse people he'd worked with in his many walks of life on a junket to Alaska. There were scientists like me. There were actors and movie producers. There were athletes from the Seattle Seahawks and the Portland Trailblazers, teams he bought to keep them in his beloved Pacific Northwest. There were rock musicians who were involved in what was originally called the Experience Music Project, another Seattle institution he founded, or whom he simply wanted to jam with. Where else could you see a brilliant cancer geneticist, an NBA All-Star, and a pantheon of rock musicians whale-watching with Candace Bergen, Bill Gates, Debbie Reynolds, and James Cameron? When the first draft of the Human Genome Project was completed, Paul had what he described to me as an epiphany. The deepest scientific mystery of the 21st century, he realized, was how a one-dimensional string of DNA could give rise to a convoluted trillion-synapse brain capable of creativity, cooperation, conflict, and the rest of human nature. He conceived the Allen Institute for Brain Science and, in another touch of low-key extravagance, summoned his yacht to the Bahamas and invited a dozen scientists to spend a weekend with him there to brainstorm. Paul admitted that his sleek helipad and speedboat-equipped cruiser, yacht doesn't even do it justice, was a James Bond fantasy, and yet his indulgence in all that life had to offer was by no means just for fun. His philanthropic, commercial, scientific, and artistic ventures expressed his double-sided personality, cerebral in conception, flamboyant in execution.